Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Whether as accuser, adversary, or destroyer, it is clear that the devil is the enemy of God and God's people. So, how can you avoid and escape his evil, satanic influences? You see, you've been given everything in the Word you need to be able to resist the devil. You have authority in Jesus' name. You have the written word, and you have the Spirit of Almighty God inside of you. So you can resist the devil by refusing to think, speak, or act in accordance with his suggestions and ideas. Choose rather to think, speak, and act in line with God's word. In today's message by Evangelist Paul Acqua, titled How to Resist the Devil, discover how you can uncover the enemy's strategy against you and stand against it. And discover how you can uproot condemnation and eradicate fear from your life. Let's join in.
Let me ask two questions. Is resisting the devil only in words, or do we resist by lifestyle? Does the devil come in our life only when we open the door to him? The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 8 to 9 that be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. My friend, resisting the devil is not just about words. It's also about our actions, about our behavior, about whether we are living in the flesh or we are living in the spirit. If we are living in the flesh and pursuing the things of the flesh, and our thought life is not good, our words are ugly and negative, we are pessimists, we are critical. All of those things are open doors for the enemy to have a way into our lives. It's so important to know that. But when we are resisting him in our thought life and in our actions, in our words, we don't have to actively say, I resist you, devil. The fact that I live a life set apart for God, where I pursue God, where I seek first the kingdom of God, I am in the word, I walk and talk with God all the time. That is resisting the devil. But there is a place for also resisting vocally with your words. And I do that too. If I sense that I am under some kind of spiritual attack, then I will rebuke the devil. And especially with confidence and faith, if I know that I am living my life in a way that is pleasing to God. But if I'm living in a way that is not pleasing to God, then I will repent. I will go before the throne of grace and find grace and mercy and help in time of need. And so I will get that right with my Father, and then I'll have total access to his power and authority to resist the devil in my lifestyle and with my words. In James chapter 4 verses 7 and 8, we have a great text of scripture. It says, therefore submit to God. Well, submitting to God is going to be your lifestyle, your thought life, and everything else that we just talked about. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That's what the Bible says. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. So we have a number of things being discussed here. We have our hearts, which impact our minds. What you think about really has a source in your heart. Purify your heart, you double-minded. And then it says, cleanse your hands. So that's our actions. Cleanse your hands and draw near to God or be separated from him. That means I just want my source, my fellowship, everything about my life to come from the Father. And in doing all of those things, then I am actively resisting the devil. It's not just a matter of yelling at the devil whenever you think something is not going your way. It's more about your entire lifestyle. Where is your heart? Where is your mind? What kind of words are you speaking? What kind of activities are you involved in? Because some of these things may be open doors for the enemy, the devil, the adversary to oppress your life. You know, the enemy is forming weapons. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17 that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So weapon formed against you can include any number of things. That can be persecution and physical persecution typically. It deals with words that are spoken against us. So this says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. So we have a couple of things going on in this passage of scripture I have just read. The first one is on righteousness. Their righteousness is of me. There are a number of scriptures that speak about that first one. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 19 to 21 say that we have been made the righteousness of God in Christ. We also have in Romans and other places verses that speak of our righteousness. But in terms of the weapons formed against us, Ephesians chapter 6 verses 10 to 13 say, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, what a powerful text of scripture. You see, when we compare that with Isaiah 54:17, where it says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, we are exhorted in Ephesians chapter 6 in the New Testament to put on the whole armor of God, which is obviously symbolic of righteousness and salvation and the shield of faith. Those are our defenses against either wars or persecutions or the wars of the enemy that come against us. We are fully protected as we walk in the revelation of righteousness, the revelation of salvation, the revelation of the truth, the revelation of faith, and the gospel of peace. As we walk in the reality of these things, then we are effectively quenching the fiery darts of the enemy, or the weapon formed against us will not prosper. Hallelujah. I'm sure you know that Christians can be oppressed by the devil. So how can you find the right person to walk you through oppression? Is there a group of believers who walk in wisdom and can help you? It's a question we need to answer. The right person to guide you and free you from oppression would be Jesus Christ himself. He is the best, but he has given us the power to cast out demons and set people free from the devil's oppression and possession. This is what Jesus said to all believers. He said in Mark chapter 16 verse 17 that, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they shall cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. So therefore, you may want a pastor or some kind of a minister or counselor or mature Christian minister to help you in this area to get free from oppression. You know, God wants you to be free. It's a possibility to have demonic oppression in your life as a Christian. I'm going to read a scripture in the New Testament. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 24, where Paul addresses the issue and is actually writing to Christians. Let's read the verse in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 24 that talks about this. It's dealing with Christians and the possibility of oppression. 2 Timothy 2:24 says, And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient. So these are the qualifications for this minister we are looking for to help you walk through oppression. And the verse 25 says, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition. You know, that can refer to any number of activities or thought patterns. Then it goes on to say, if God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth. See, the key to being free is repentance unto the truth, recognizing the truth, and turning from the falsity and the deceit and whatever has allowed the enemy to oppress you. It goes on to say in verse 26 that, and that they may come to their senses. So you see, the people that are oppressed have left their normal senses. And the Bible continues, and escaped the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. So there is a progression here. The problem is that some people have been taken captive by the devil. They are in the trap of the devil. And the reason is that they have not known the truth, or they have at some point rejected the truth. But a minister, a good minister of the Lord or Jesus himself, can take you to a place of recognition of the truth, repentant from whatever you have believed that is not right, or whatever you have done that has been against yourself. You are in opposition to yourself. Ministry is going to take you towards the truth and set you free. So Paul is talking here to Christians, and some are being taken captive by the enemy to do his will. But where did it begin? It didn't begin with the Spirit just swooping down and taking over someone's life. It began with not believing the truth. It began with some work of the flesh, or some kind of activity or thoughts, or something gave place to the enemy, an open door for this oppression. And the answer is repentance and acknowledging the truth. And that set people free. I have experienced these things in different places. I have seen people set free by acknowledging the issue that was open door. Repenting, acknowledging the truth, and they were immediately free. And no one had to yell or vomit into a paper bag or anything like that. They were oppressed by the enemy, but it was an issue of repentance, issue of acknowledging the truth and being made free. You know, the truth shall make you free. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, that the truth shall make you free. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So the truth is what frees us from oppression or depression or possession or whatever you want to call it. It's knowing the truth, recognizing the truth, repenting from falsities or the deception that you have perhaps believed, and returning to the truth. And truth will set you free, my friend. Go to Jesus first. I mean, the Holy Spirit can do this for you. But you may want someone to help you walk through this. Find a person that can minister truth to you in love, and you should be free. You don't have to go through a rain dance or voodoo session. You just need to recognize the truth. Repent from any false thing that you have believed or done, and return to the Father. The truth will make you free. You know, in the book of Acts, for example, people were practicing witchcraft. In fact, they burnt all their books worth 50,000 pieces of silver that they were involved in, all because they came to the knowledge of the truth. The truth would make you free. And if you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, you don't know the truth, because Jesus is the truth. He is the way to the Father. He is the life. Receive him today, and you shall be free from demonic oppression. You shall be free indeed. If you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.